today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
I will do anything it takes to win.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, we're going to be at Granger Nissan starting 9 o'clock this morning. We'll be there until 7 o'clock tonight, kicking off our Tigers for Tatas. Got a great email from Kelly yesterday saying, here's what we're doing and how we're doing it. And we want you to stop by and see us all. The campaign kicks off this morning. We try to raise money. All the money goes to the Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. We're selling these $5 purple and orange Tigers for Tatas wristbands. This is a great organization that helps fund local breast cancer research, the mobile mammography efforts. They fund Big Pink, that mobile mammography bus that serves Anderson and Greenville and Oconee and Pickens counties. And I love hearing these stories of people who would not have access, who had early detection and help save them from what they would not have had. So your contributions are a big part of it. Granger Nissan is a big part of it. Granger Nissan of Anderson, come by and see us 9 until 7. I'll be there with Quark and Kelly noon until 3 today. Looking forward to that. Paul Strelo, TigerIllustrated.com joins us. Good morning, Paul Strelo. Hey, not a very busy time. I don't know, anything been going on in your world here the last 48 hours or so?
Hey, I'm ready to talk high school recruiting now.
Yeah, believe me. I said this earlier at 6 o'clock this morning, Paul. I'm going to allow, because people still are passionate about this thing, I'm going to allow 3 more hours of it. But at 9 o'clock today, I'm shutting it off, and we'll talk much more about a bunch of other stuff. Speaking of high school recruiting, if we can, the Tigers have a rare official visitor this weekend, I think, scheduled coming into town.
Yes, they have Apopka, Florida, Wakiva, defensive tackle Tyler Davis. You know, 6'1", 295, really been a priority target for them, someone that they identified going back before last spring as the guy they wanted at that position. You know, at that time it was Clemson, Ohio State, kind of battling for him, and really approaching the summer, Miami and Florida State got into the picture. His dad played college football in Tallahassee. I think there's a connection there, a relationship with defensive tackles coach Odell Higgins. And so the Seminoles were kind of able to get some momentum over the course of the summer. And I think was probably headed in that direction. But then, I think Clemson has put up a pretty good battle for him. Defensive tackles coach Todd Bates is his recruiter. And I think has really kind of positioned Clemson well over the long haul there. They had him up on campus last for the Dabo Swinney camp in June, and Davis's father had come with him for that trip. So really, it had boiled down to Clemson and Florida State, and they both had given him enough kind of food for thought that instead of deciding over the summer, he carried into the season. Well, Florida State got its official visit a couple weeks ago for the game that where the rails came off for FSU against Stanford for a long while. And then, Davis was supposed to take his official visit the next week to Clemson, and the hurricane and everything kind of led to him postponing that visit. So this is Davis's probably his final visit before he makes a decision much sooner than later. Florida State has a lot of confidence going in, but I think there's also reason to believe that Clemson can win this one coming out of the weekend. So a compelling weekend, if for no other reason than that, as well as Clemson doesn't give official visits this early, usually. The only outlier that I've been able to really come up with is, back in 2014 for that class, Ray McLeod had committed over the summer and took his official visit in late September around the same time. But that was such a different case there as well. So interesting that Clemson will take its swing this early, but I think it's also indicative that Davis is the guy they want, and they know that that this isn't one that this is a kid that's just playing to take visits early. Decision is coming. Now's the time to make your move.
Any, I know noon game is a little bit of a deterrent. Well, let me back up because I had someone text us in too. What kind of player, how highly rated player, or anybody you can compare him to maybe somebody that they have recruited or somebody already on campus?
Yeah, he's not going to get the high recruiting billing, you know, in terms of being a top 100, top 150 type player, just based on his frame. You know, the guys who get ranked higher at defensive tackle are 6'3", 6'4", taller, longer bodies, just bigger kids. You know, he's more of a sawed-off 6'1", you know, stout 295, you know, a different body shape. But I think if you look, whether in the NFL or in college, you know, you don't need to be, you don't need to have the frame, the size necessarily, to be a good player. You know, it's a lot more about leverage and strength and explosion off the ball, those types of things. I think Davis profiles to be a really good college nose, you know, and as someone who, I mean, he's hard to move and he moves people. You know, not a Dexter Lawrence level, but if you look at the stylistically how a Niles Pinckney plays for Clemson, you know, you could even go back a couple of years, you know, reminiscent of an in-state guy who had a great career at Texas, Puna Ford, who was 5'11", you know, 300. But, you know, someone of that build, you know, somebody that's pushes the pocket, hard to run against, some of those different qualities. You know, I think he kind of fits that mold. Not necessarily going to be another Dexter Lawrence, but that will be the position he plays and the responsibilities he has would have.
The noon game is somewhat of a deterrent for unofficial visitors, and I don't know if that was a huge priority for him coming in anyway. Any unofficial visit news, any unofficial visit names to look forward to?
Well, I think there are a couple, in particular, thinking to some of the receivers who are going to be making return visits to campus. You know, we'll have a couple more names we'll be rolling out today, but the ones we've already mentioned include Zayvon Capers, a taller, you know, 6'4", from Denmark High School in Alpharetta, Georgia. He's a repeat visitor, someone who performed very well at Clemson's camp. I think they, you know, really like him as a potential 9 receiver candidate. So the fact that Clemson's kind of gotten in the lead there and sustain that, it's significant to have him back, as well as Jalen Hyatt, someone I would think profile more as a 5 receiver for Clemson, but Clemson has not offered yet, but has been very much involved with him. Hyatt's attended both of the home games so far. He had a good camp for Clemson, you know, a speedster at 6'6", 6'1", and 165 to 170, you know, so I think those two guys really kind of stick out to me right now as you look ahead of the radar. You know, Rajay Harris, running back out of Burns. Clemson's been very, you know, involved with him over the last 2 years. East Carolina's his only offer right now. But I do think, you know, Clemson's had him in camp a number of times and continues to track him. You know, I think his presence also is a little significant in that regard.
I want to ask a few questions about Kelly Bryant's transfer as it pertains to recruiting. I guess my first thought is that since he was a senior, the numbers don't change. Because of the overall attrition, though, do you feel the need that Clemson might go out and sign more than one quarterback? They got one committed now, obviously. Maybe take a second one just from a depth standpoint, maybe, or not?
Well, I really don't think, you know, even if you went out and chased a quarterback right now, you know, would you bring in one that would be, you know, what would be the benefit to that? The guy you'd bring in probably is, you know, A, it's a down market for quarterbacks anyway. If you could find a good one, you would have already brought him in as the second quarterback this class. And I don't think there's one that really has met their specs, you know, for their style, their quality, those types of things. But if you could, you know, even if you could, would he be someone that, you know, is he going to beat out a Tyson Pumichon, who, you know, as a freshman for the number 3 job even? probably not, based on what we see in the market right now. And so I really don't think there is a strong need immediately, because if you, I mean, if you're getting to your number four quarterback next year, you're in trouble anyway. You know, I really think for numbers wise, you're much better off using that space as a selling point for DJ Uiagalelei, who comes next month on the visit, the five-star, ranked number one nationally for the 2020 class. You know, show that there's opportunity there for him. You know, another, if you're adding just another depth guy there, a clipboard type guy for this class, it does nothing but kind of muck up your depth chart in that regard. I would use the space as a selling point for DJ Uiagalelei, and then once you kind of see whether you're going to get him, you know, there's some resolution there going into, you know, in the off season or next spring, then you make a move on a second 2020 quarterback, and kind of see what the market takes shape for there.
DJ Uiagalelei, that's my best guess right now. What does the transfer, I know Dabo, I know he's a positive guy, they'll spin it, and my guess would be, hey, if you're good enough, I don't care who the starter is, you're going to come in and play. Safe to say that? Also, he went to Oregon this past weekend. Where does Clemson stand after the Oregon visit? What are we talking about with the nation's number one player in that class?
Well, I think certainly Oregon made a good impression on Uiagalelei. I think, you know, his dad likes them. They're close. They're splashy. You know, they're kind of the trendy program, particularly right now, over there on the West Coast. So, and I have no doubt I think they are formidable competition for Clemson right now for him. But I also think that his dad has not been back. His dad has not visited Clemson. You know, really, you know, a little bit of an out of sight, out of mind. So once I think Clemson gets him back on campus, gets the people around him back on campus, you know, I think that will be a refresher for him on probably why he likes Clemson so much. And so I could see the needle turning back to Clemson at that point. But the battle's still plenty of room to go. Do I think it ultimately in the end it's going to be anything that is pro or against Clemson? Not overly. I don't think it's going to be an influence there. I would think if I'm Oregon, I'm trying to use that against Clemson. And, hey, look at all these quarterbacks that have left. And if I'm Clemson, I'm saying, you know, look, we're telling you, if you're good enough, you'll play. You know, Trevor Lawrence was good enough. He played. Trevor Lawrence reached a point where he was better than the guy already there. You know, so he starts. We're going to play the best player, and the best player will play an according amount of snaps. But we play a bunch of guys, and here's the evidence. You can come and play. And so I think that tends to resonate more than anything, and will be relatable to the prospect once Clemson has a chance to sell it.
How much of is baseball a factor, or do we know this kid will do this? Will do two sports? Will the Major League Baseball draft be a factor at all?
Oh, I think it could be, but we're so far away from that I think everybody's just kind of recruiting just in case. You know, there are some kids like a Jordan Adams 2 years ago that you got the sense baseball was his first love. That was his passion. That was going to influence him in the end. I don't think that's the case with Uiagalelei. I think he could be a high baseball pick based on his skill sets, his tools, how big he is, those factors. But I don't think that baseball is his love. I mean, he did not play it last season even. Football is his focus. It's more of, can he just turn, you know, there's a financial opportunity for him. So I don't think this is a situation that you lay off based on, hey, this guy really is going to end up going pro baseball. I think he could end up signing some type of baseball or have some kind of baseball deal. But I do think college football is in the cards for him, because that is his long-term future profession, and the one that he will invest the more time, resources, and energies into. So I don't think. That folks are wasting their time here, but it is something that you just kind of pay attention to and have to factor into your recruitment. You know, Clemson, when they had him in on the visit over the summer, you know, they're the first time I can remember Clemson doing it. you have the photo shoot with football jerseys and all that. They brought out baseball jersey as well, had him do the photo shoot there. So certainly they're taking that into account, and you would tend to think perhaps that the fact that Clemson has a pretty good college baseball program might give them some advantage, you know, in competing against Oregon.
Final one on football, the time frame for DJ?
Well, he has said it will probably be next summer, next spring. I think everybody says it will be later than what it actually will be. I suspect he will be someone who makes a decision by the spring at latest, but I don't see him carrying it into next summer based on the timetable and their activity right now.
All right, in our final minute, basketball, I told you I'm out of the projection in basketball business now, the five-star guys. Any basketball news?
Oh, I think we reported last week that we didn't think that Clemson would take a big for this class, or we had reason to believe they would not take a big. And the one who had kind of been on the radar, Malcolm Wilson, the in-state kid from Ridgeview, subsequently committed to Georgetown. I think that was kind of dominoes there. Right now, you know, you've got Alamir Dawes, point guard from the Northeast, coming down this weekend for an official visit. He's really kind of that's one Clemson has been involved with for a little while, even during the Josiah James recruitment. So I think he's next man up, really, for Clemson. He took an official visit to Providence last weekend. There's Seton Hall, some other schools in that range, you know, St. John's, who are involved with him. So whether Clemson kind of make a move with Amir Dawes this weekend is one factor or one component going on with basketball recruiting. And then there's kind of we're on Christian Brown watch still for how close is he to making a decision. You know, I think Clemson still continues to work that one well, as well as one or two others, you know, who could kind of fill that, you know, spacing floor four forward position for them. You know, the 6'6", 6'7" type. You know, Clemson's involved with a couple others there who, you know, perhaps we could see some movement there over the next couple weeks. But just kind of how they balance those two things are something that we're tracking.
What's up on TigerIllustrated.com? Really, like I said, probably a pretty slow couple of days for you.
Yes, plenty going on with the Kelly Bryant and just the quarterback dynamics at Clemson. We've got more out this morning on that. We've got, like I said, a substantial recruiting weekend for them coming up. Some other underclassmen coming in this weekend, but also, you know, more on Tyler Davis and a couple different basketball dominoes starting to go here. So, yeah, the wheels are moving now, and it's been a much more movement and activity in September than we're accustomed to.
Place to find it, TigerIllustrated.com. Paul, as usual, always the best, man. Looking forward to visiting with you next week and finding out how the official visit went.
Appreciate it, Megan.
All right, buddy. Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. Hey, got the great emails from Shannon yesterday over at Katichi. I want to remind you about two events coming up. Number one, TaylorMade Demo Day. This is tomorrow, 3 to 7 p.m. The M4, the M3, the M3, M4 irons they have there. They're brand new wedges that are amazing. And I am told they get the new gappers over there. So you're going to go by and see them. The folks at Katichi, 3 to 7 tomorrow, 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow. I think they have some refreshments out there for you, too. TaylorMade Demo Day. Come hit all the TaylorMade clubs, all the brand-new clubs, get fitted for it, get all the technology, do all. It's going to be awesome. Also, on Monday, October the 1st, they have their Nancy Hart Foundation tee-off for pink. Members are just $25 with the cart. Without a cart, it's $45. Non-members, just $55 to play. It's a great cause. It's a great golf course. Call Shannon to find out how you can play on Monday for Tee Off of the Pink and the Nancy Hart Foundation at Katichi. 706-856-3323. 706-856-3323. Or find out more at katichi.com. More to your turn after this.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Swinney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Swinney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating, so make sure you have a reliable way to the big game. As a leader in the market with competitive inventory, you know that you'll be ready to tailgate this season. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the loved ones while on the road. You can drive your next tailgate vehicle with confidence and ease knowing all new vehicles have a lifetime powertrain warranty. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Don't just watch the games this weekend, make money on them. Get in the action at mybookie.ag and cash in on your winning picks. MyBookie is the industry-leading sportsbook that hooks you up for all your betting needs. NFL, college football, playoff baseball, and more. MyBookie has the best odds and action for players big and small. Want to test your luck in a casino? MyBookie puts instant blackjack, roulette, and Vegas-style slots in the palm of your hand. They've even got beautiful live dealers dealing your cards in real time. And when you score that big win, MyBookie has you covered with the fastest online payouts in the business. Call MyBookie now at 844-900-2387 and mention promo code RADIO and they'll double your money on your first deposit. You can also sign up online right on your phone. Just visit MyBookie.ag today. That's MyBookie.ag or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid.
Electric City Crane Service, here to service any and all of your commercial and residential crane needs. Trust the local pros with over 50 years of experience in steel erection, roof trusses, and material lifts. Electric City Crane Service can also set new AC units and move or relocate hefty equipment in a safe and efficient manner. Ready to help you in every step of the way? Leave it to the certified professionals at Electric City Crane Service. Call 225-5351 today, 225-5351. Go Tigers!
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me.
You ask and I'll tell you something good, Mr. Or 24. Get started with Prime Lending, 349-0160, 349-0160. Now, you could be asking yourself right now, what do I need to bring to a closing? What do I need to know about closings? What are origination points?
What do I need to bring?
What are discount points?
What are they?
What are origination fees?
I have no idea.
What's the loan-to-value ratio?
Can they help me with that?
They can help you with all these things. There's going to be a prepayment penalty if the difference, you know, the difference in a mortgage broker and a direct lender. There's all kinds of things on there. How much down payment do I need? What's the difference in a VA loan and an FHA loan? These are things that you can get at PrimeLendingSC.com right now. Get a mortgage calculator, a home buyer guide. The home buyer guide, you and Kristen are going to do this very soon. And on a home buyer guide, there's so many things, you know, deciding what kind of home. Deciding the buying and the closing on how this all works and finding the right home for you and Kristen. It's going to be great for you.
It's going to be great.
PrimeLendingSC.com, 349-0160, 349-0160.
It's going to be huge.
What did Kristen say about the whole quarterback transfer thing?
She was locked into it, following it all day. Barely got any work done yesterday. Really? So, yeah.
Does she love football? Should she keep up with it?
She loves Clemson.
Good for you. She loves you, too.
Mm.
So, thus, she loves Clemson football.
Mm.
Did you say that we know where, or we got a hunch about where Kelly Bryant's going to end up now? Is that for air or not for air?
Still rumor.
Okay.
Can't confirm it yet.
All right. Don't want to get into that then.
Nope.
Okay. We can do that. Do you want to get into some Twitter?
Yes.
Twitter tweets. Absolutely.
Middle of the hour tweets.
Yeah. Piping hot middle of the hour tweets. All right. Let me start up here. 654 Roar on our Northern Communication phone line at Mickey Pollard at Mr. Orr 24. Matt writes in at Mr. Orr 24. I wonder if Kepkin DJ could do on-air math as good as Mickey Plyler. 1, 2, 3 plus 4, 7 minus 1 is 6. Goes into 4 goes into 16 four times. Yeah. Skip writes in. One of the earlier callers summed the situation up. Three quarterbacks transferred after TL16 commitment and KB2. I love how we had the TL16 and KB2. KB2 thought it was the best for him, was good enough to be the starter, but TL16 is who we thought he was. He's the truth. It will be on full display on Saturday. He also says that if four horsemen had not come back, I would worry. Big Chris Wilkins and company did not come back to lose to stinking Syracuse. They got humbled last year. This team will body slam Bull World style. Remember, it was the last home game here where Buller body slammed the guy. Shane writes in, big picture is we had a gazillion QBs. Now we're dangerously thin at one. Remember when we had all those gazillion QBs? And all the questions was, who's transferring? Who's transferring? Who's transferring? And back then, it was always, I think that in the end, two or three will be left over. But I always thought that the senior would stay. I always thought that Bryce would stay and Lawrence would stay. I just couldn't see Johnson or Cooper staying. We were right about those. Israel was a non-factor. So we're right about all those. Bryant's the one that surprised me. We were not right about Bryant and going through all the way through four games since his senior year. We didn't really see that happening. But this is no different than almost any other quarterback situation out there. You're second team guy is unproven and nobody knows who your third team guy is. I don't know who Florida State's third team guy is right now. I don't know. Second team guys played some, you know, it's who you are. Trevor Lawrence has not been talked about enough. We spent all week long talking about Kelly Bryant. Zach, Trevor Lawrence needs a little attention here. He's the one that chose to stay. He's the one that beat everybody out. He's the one that is the wonder kid.
The better player.
Right, the better player. Steve Tannehill sent out a tweet a while ago, says, as coaches, we play the better player. It's all about winning. Ask the losing coach.
This isn't middle school.
Right. I love that one. But one of the things we always talked about was, hey, Dabo's too loyal. As he mentioned yesterday, wasn't loyal to the starters ahead of Mitch Hyatt. Wasn't loyal to the starters ahead of Christian Wilkins and Dexter Lawrence. When they came in and played as freshman, wasn't loyal to anybody when Sammy Watkins beat out.
the best players play. The coaches identify the best players. Coaches coach, players play, fans cheer. Simple as that. Can't wait to cheer these guys on Saturday. Dyson writes in, it's the same show. I mean, Clemson fans think the KB didn't do anything wrong. He didn't handle it right. The kid said it was a slap in the face and he wasn't getting a fair shot. We've seen for a year and a half now that he couldn't throw it downfield. Jeff writes in, what happened happened. Let's move on. It's a conference game this weekend. That's what we should be concentrating on and this team. I agree with you. I told you, you got 26 more minutes if you have a Kelly Bryant comment. If not, then we'll move on. Jonathan writes in, how does this new redshirt rule work in terms of Kelly Bryant? I understand that the player can play four games until redshirt, but how can a Clemson redshirt player who's left the team, it's not, you know, the individual redshirts through this now. Wherever he ends up, we'll apply for that redshirt. They'll get that redshirt, and he'll be able to play somewhere next year. So, Keith writes in as well, I'm with Dabo. I'm with Clemson. Go Tigers. Mark my words, Mr. Orr 24. Mark my words. Dabo Swinney is smart. And he will turn this into some sort of positive. In the end, Dabo always wins. And he'll win this one. It's not a he's not trying to beat Kelly Bryant. He's not trying to beat anybody who feels the other way. He's trying to move Clemson football forward. And in the end, Dabo Swinney will do that. And I don't know who I can count on in this world. You get disappointed all the time from a lot of different – Dabo Swinney won't disappoint you. And if he does, he doesn't do it very often. He said yesterday, sometimes make the wrong decision. This might be the wrong decision, but this is what we think we got to do right now. In the end, Dabo Swinney wins. He's a winner, and he wins. What you laughing at over there?
I'm not laughing at anything. He's a strong individual.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Al Capone quote, "Do not mistake my kindness for weakness. I am kind to everyone, but for those who are unkind to me, weak is not what you remember about me." That's what Dabo Swinney is as a head coach.
I like it. Finally, Ryder Cup pairings announced today. A little bit after 11 o'clock, like 11:45 this morning. What do you want to see there? You're a Tiger Woods fan.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Who do you want to see Tiger?
I want to see him play with JT.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The little fella.
Mm-hmm.
How about little Spieth?
Nope. I don't want to watch Jordan Spieth play golf ever again.
How about Mickelson?
I'll watch that in November.
Right. You going to pay for that?
No, I'll just stream it.
Like you steal other stuff. Honestly, that's going to work out. Man, I'm so glad I don't have any pay subscription stuff right now for you to steal.
What are you talking about?
Like a company that I'm running that you're trying to get a little pay for.
Oh, that's
trying to make,
not
you know, trying
case.
To feed a kid, trying
that's
to feed a pregnant
just
wife.
That's not the case.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking for from the Ryder Cup?
I think you're going to see your guy, Patrick Reed, and Tiger Woods together.
Really?
Yeah. I think you'll see him and JT together. I'm not sure. Tiger with the back, I don't think plays. I think he plays in three matches, not five. I think he plays one per day. I don't think Tiger's a 36-hole guy a day.
Mm-mm.
36 a whole.
36-hole a day guy?
Right, that guy. DLLL.
At one point he was.
At one point he was. He used to could. But that's not the case anymore. Hey, we got some good news on D.D. Gregorius.
We did. D.D. is back.
Can't
beat
that.
He's cleared.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
Yeah. Can't beat that. And also, we find out that Paulina Gretzky's over the Ryder Cup right now. Do you know that?
Yes, I saw the picture.
Does that mean that they're together, or is she over there just doing some scouting?
couple of Frenchies.
See if she can get a little crepe over there or something, you know? Anyway, looking forward to the Ryder Cup coming up right around the corner. I am really looking forward to... Oh, I needed to mention this. Clemson baseball schedule came out yesterday, and not a whole lot major news coming out of it. Let me just give you quickly. It all starts up on February 15th, Friday. South Alabama comes to town. A couple of midweek games that week. Charlotte, Tennessee. VMI comes the next weekend. Then East Tennessee State. The South Carolina series this year, mark it down for you. March 1st, 2nd, 3rd, Friday in Clemson, Saturday in Greenville, Sunday in Columbia. 6 o'clock, TBA. You go to Furman. In the ACC, you get home games with North Carolina, home series with North Carolina, Notre Dame, Louisville, Duke, and Wake Forest. Road series in the ACC, Boston College, Virginia Tech, Florida State, Georgia Tech, NC State. ACC tournaments in Durham. Midweek games with Georgia. You got two of those, and those are in Clemson and Athens this year. You got a game. You go to Gardner-Webb this year, home and home with Gardner-Webb this year. You go to Charlotte this year. You got a game with Charleston in Columbia this year. It's kind of interesting. You face Charleston and Clemson, then you face Charleston down in Columbia, which is kind of interesting. Another drive game over at the West End over there with Furman. Mm-hmm. You got a game with Furman over there, too. So pretty interesting baseball. Mm. Won't be long, buddy. Won't be long, right around the corner.
Be long. Yeah. They're doing some scrimmages this fall, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got a couple of those. We can tell you that numbers matter. University Cottages, universitycottage.com. Get in touch with our great friends at over at Ingalls Crossing. Ingalls Crossing is a really, really unique situation because it is it's a really cool deal to watch in this thing. Your own cottage, not a condominium, not a townhome. You're going to love it. Absolutely love it. You get it, University Cottage, universitycottage.com. Go by and see them. Less than $500 a month. Really cool now. Get in touch with them. University Cottages, universitycottage.com. 784-3400, 784-3400. Short break. We'll come back for more after this.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
Don Munson here. The Clemson Tigers Network is your home for Tiger calls and your connection directly to Coach Dabo Sweeney. Every Monday night, I get to the heart of Clemson Tiger football with Coach Sweeney, reviewing the previous week's game, looking ahead to the next opponent, and taking your calls. Tiger calls, Monday night at 8 p.m. on the Clemson Tigers Network.
That's Tiger calls every Monday starting at 8 p.m. right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Hi friends, Mickey Plyler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, Class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away with hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services. You get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
Want to mow like a pro? Then look no further than Carolina Lawn and Tractor. We have John Deere lawn tractors starting at only $1,499. Save $200 on X330 and X350 lawn tractors. Plus, get 12 months 0% interest with minimum payment. With 33 years of experience and reliable technicians, you will be ready to mow like a pro. See Carolina Lawn and Tractor at 4389 Wade Hampton Boulevard for details on special financing. Sale ends October 26, 2018. Some restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Dewey from Dewey's Pawn Shop. You know we are the best place in the upstate for your hunting and shooting needs. Now Dewey's owns Trader's Gun Store at 2850 Wade Hampton Boulevard. We have stocked our shelves at Trader's with new inventory and are ready to serve you. Trader's carries Benelli, Beretta, Browning, and Cooper firearms, Zaworski, Night Force, and Vortex scopes. Stop by Trader's and let our staff help you with your new firearm purchase. We buy, sell, and trade. Trader's, the gun store.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Hey, this is Mark Griffin. Many of you know me from Griffin Property Solutions. After 5 years, I'm proud to announce that Griffin is partnering with Sperry Commercial Global Affiliates. The business landscape is constantly evolving, and so are the dynamics of commercial real estate. We offer local knowledge combined with a state-of-the-art global commercial network, leaving no stone unturned. We call it local reach on a global scale. Call us at 315-3734 or visit us at griffinpartnerssc.com. Go Tigers!
Locally owned and operated for 55 years, Clark's Termite and Pest Control was founded by doing one thing, killing bugs. The crawling, flying, biting, digging, burrowing kind of bugs that you don't want in your home or business. Bugs are more active this time of year, and the Clark's is here to help you get rid of them. Clark's work is guaranteed, and they offer many different services to help fit your needs and budget. Visit clarkspest.com or call 864-233-BUGS. Again, that's clarkspest.com, 864-233-BUGS.
Clemson is a very special place. It is where championships are won and leaders are developed. It is where alumni like Friar Dixon have opened their doors to take care of customers. Friar Dixon Allstate is in the heart of Clemson, providing a comprehensive line of insurance for you and your family. He is a third-generation insurance professional and a proud Tiger. See Friar Dixon Allstate at 405 College Avenue next to Mayberry's. Allstate, are you in good hands? Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo. And so
I was trying to counter text today. Our phone calls started at 6 this morning, full bank first hour. That, you know, it's a big day when those kind of things happen. Mr. Orr24, I got a couple of questions for you.
Number one,
did you agree that...
No. Go ahead.
That the Yankees are better than the Red Sox? That the Tiger Woods is a great person and that Kristen's the best fiance anybody could ever have?
Is that what we're going with?
No, I don't know, man. You said no.
What's your real question?
The real question is, did you agree that we continue this topic today? We hadn't had it on our show because it came out. Everything comes out right on our show.
I just don't understand that. Can we please, at some point in the 8 to 9 hour, release something of noteworthy value?
No, we have to wait. It's a conspiracy against you, against me.
That's what it is.
No, we have to wait. Did you agree, though, to let everybody have their say? Some people can only listen to this show that don't get to listen to other shows, times of days, things going on. Did you agree that we let people have their say today?
Yes.
Okay. Do you agree with me that we will limit that? Not limit it, but, you know, sometimes we drive the bus too. That tomorrow we get back control of the bus and we kind of move this thing forward and moving on and talking about the players who are here.
I don't want to hear his name. I won't hear his name. We'll hang up on people.
No.
We'll block people.
No.
We'll delete people.
No.
I won't do it.
No.
Dead. Dead to me.
It's dead. But tomorrow moving forward, right?
Yes, we're going to focus on Syracuse tomorrow. Heavy Syracuse show tomorrow, as you're from Chick-fil-A, I believe.
I'm going to do we at Chick-fil-A tomorrow. I'll be up at Granger Nissan today with Quacky Kelly.
I was going to say, for the Tigers for Tata, I'm starting that today.
Yeah.
You can go there. They're going to have all kinds of braces there today. Or you can go online to our website, WCCBFM.com, and you can donate to the GoFundMe and get a bracelet through there. You got to donate, I think it's a minimum of $25 to get them shipped out to you. So that's something, another option for you to contribute to the cause. And, of course, every dollar is matched by, I believe it was a priority one. So it's going to be an exciting time to try to match and, if not, increase our donation from last year.
You know what I love is when two things happen when
What's
we
that?
Do these things. Number one, you know, on the front end of buying. I love when people's lives get saved and we see these people who don't have access to us, this mobile unit doing these things. But I love it when the man and lady comes up and they give you a 20 and they say, just give three away to people who walk up, you know, so all I want is one. Here's 20. Here's the cause. But if, you know, give three more to somebody else, that's pretty cool. But the coolest thing is when you see a little kid or hear a parent say, hey, this look, my son or my daughter, or whatever, got in their piggy bank and got $5, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool to see. Teaching those kids to give at a very, mm-hmm. very early age. That's really cool. Let me do this.
Well, let me ask you this real quick.
Uh-huh.
You're doing this show here this morning. Mm-hmm. Great show, by the way. You just crushed it this morning. You made a hard, hard exit on the Kelly Bryant talk at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You're also doing the 12 to 3 with Quaker.
That's their show. I am there to support them.
So you got seniority there.
No. It's out of bounds with Quaker and Kelly. They will do their show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there just to be the
Yeah.
No. Yes. That's what I'm going to do today. Okay. Yes.
You're going to be over there dishing today. That's the role you love to play.
Love it. I'm going to do an early Bradley's Action Forgiveness Award, Whoa. Take a phone call or two, and then do a two-minute drill.
Whoa.
Because it fits into what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Get in touch with him. Love to have you call him and just make one phone call, 292-3001. See if he can help you. I think he can. I know he can. See if Brad can help you there. I will forgive all those that wanted to get in today, the 6 o'clock hour folks, we were jammed with it, all that. Got it. But Zach, I will tell you this. I have Kelly Bryant fatigue right now. I am so tired of hearing about it, so tired of talking about it, so tired of texting about it, so tired of tweeting about it, so tired of Instagramming about it. I'll be honest with you. I can't do any more Pinterest on Kelly Bryant anymore. I'm all Pinterest out on Kelly Bryant right now. I'm all bumbled and I'm all Facebooked. I'm all social media'd. I'm all technology'd out right now. I have Kelly Bryant fatigue, Kelly Bryant transfer fatigue. And there's 114 other ones over there I want to talk about tomorrow. Is that okay?
If we have to.
All right. Including the one that beat him out.
Say his name.
Say my name. Say my name. TL16.
Hey, good old 16, right? I know you love the numbers.
Yeah, TL16. No, not 16.
Old 16.
No, it's your name. You don't get a number.
Good old 16.
No.
The old 16.
You ever notice like Tiger does this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of Brooks Koepka, it's Brooksy. Instead of Justin Rose, Rosie.
Yep.
I don't do that one. I also don't do this thing about, yeah, we got to get a little more out of 9, got to get a little more out of 16, got to get a little more out of 12, got to get a little more out of 88. No, just call her name, man.
Say my name.
Especially Zach Orr, when people refer to themselves as that number.
You just don't like it.
No.
You don't like it.
You don't talk in the third person. You're definitely not talking the third number. Okay? Let's be clear about that. You don't talk about yourself in the third number. What kind of, you know what I'm talking about. We got a couple of those out there to do that.
Signed.
Let me get my very good friend, Jersey Jack, who's in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Hey, Jersey Jack, how you doing?
Oh, doing wonderful. Just walked on the beach behind Palmetto Dunes. It was a gorgeous day. Had to let's meet down here and, you know, with the Tigers, but I just want to congratulate all the Clemson Tigers that earned a starting position this week, no matter who they are, because I know the roster has gone back and forth on the offensive line. Obviously, our running back situation has changed, but it's very healthy. And you know, I'll be honest with you, it was inevitable that TL did it, and you know, God bless him, and good luck to Kelly wherever he goes. But you know, we will continue, and it'll be a fun day in the Valley Saturday. I'm going to head back tomorrow.
Hey, you know what I was thinking, Jack, about something just talking to you just now? You had a little interesting turn in your career, and things kind of worked out for you, and you persevered, and kind of cool little parallels there. Good for you. Very good for you.
Yep.
Yeah, no doubt.
Life, good day, and we're all blessed. Great show, guys, and we'll listen to you on the way home.
Enjoy the beach today. Be careful coming home tomorrow, and we'll see you guys this weekend, I hope.
All right. Great show, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you. Jersey Jack checking in with us. Little Jersey Jack. I like that guy.
Big fan.
Yeah. Came to Clemson on wanting to play one sport, played another sport. Things worked out for him, and very successful businessman. Very good. Texture said, healthcare text line 986-1566. At least Mark Fields will be only number two on the field now. I hate the double numbers. Hate the double numbers. I told you, I didn't know last week. I looked down the field. I see this guy flying down the field on kickoff coverage. I was like, man, boy, Martin Rogers looks big. Oh, Xavier Thomas.
You weren't the only one to make that mistake.
Really? Goodness gracious, man. What do you want? You know, you okay?
Yeah.
What did I miss?
You never what?
I miss when I, like, tomorrow I'm at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I love going to Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A is great. It's a wonderful place.
I hate that I don't get to look at you. My wife said we need to FaceTime each other during the show.
That would be weird. I wouldn't allow to do that.
Yeah. But, guys don't FaceTime each other.
No.
But I miss that time. Like, I just looked over you, and you get this, like, it's like the, is it Cheshire cat? Is that right? Cheshire?
Cheshire cat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get that grin over there.
Yeah.
What is it?
No. You know exactly what it is.
No, I hadn't seen it.
You know exactly what it is.
I hadn't seen it.
You know exactly what it is. I can't say it either.
Can you tell me the last two digits of the phone number?
No.
Really? Is it a phone number?
No.
It's not a text?
No. Maybe it's, you don't know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is.
No, we'll figure it out after the show ends,
okay.
I guess.
Okay. All right, just making sure.
Mm.
Buddy, we finished things up, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
9 until 6 today, I believe, right? Over at Grant Jason, or 7 when Depsilu gets off air.
Yeah.
We have all the shows over there. Mickey Plyler will be over there at 12 to 3. If nothing else, go see Mickey over there at Grant Jason. Brad and Ben get you started. Mickey will be over there with Kwok and Kelly for Out of Bounds. And then, of course, Road Rage and Walt Deptula will be there as well. All for Tigers, for Tatas. The GoFundMe set up on the website right now. Or get there in person today, get some bracelets, donate, and we'll try to set the record for donations this year.
I want to, my two minutes are brought to you by Eric Newton, for all of your real estate needs. This is my great friend, EricNewton.com. If you need anything in Clemson, it is a full-service real estate company right here, managing properties, managing your rental properties, buying products, properties, selling properties. If you need